The Simcoe County Museum reopened on Monday and, as usual, was packed with events for families and anyone looking to get out of the house post-shutdown. Museum curator Kelly Swift-Jones told Barry Today that everyone was looking forward to reopening but knew why it was important to close. "We know it is vital to follow provincial guidelines and public health, and when necessary, close to ensure that we are doing our best to ensure that health and safety measures are followed," said Swift-Jones. "Like other businesses, it has been a challenge for the museum, but we are looking forward to our reopening. A combination of virtual and in-person events are happening in February with a Black History Month speaker series, museum meetup tours, a virtual candy tasting event called Tasty Tours, Sweet Tooth, and even an event for love. It's a 19-plus Valentine's Day event called Sweet or Sour, where you get to try some great cocktails from Beatty's Distillery and locally produced snacks as we introduce you to some real-life love stories, from the romantic to the tragic," said Swift-Jones. Attendees get to take a guess at how each love story will end, sweet or sour. Museum staff have been able to continue working on the grounds and elsewhere as the museum is connected with the County of Simcoe. "We have 16 staff total and our team has been working throughout the pandemic on a variety of projects, both related to museum operations and to assist county operations where required," said Swift-Jones. "Our core staff will be on site to care for the collections, provide programming to our visitors, and of course maintain and operate our skating trail. Many classes from local schools make a visit to the museum an annual tradition, but the pandemic has also changed that the last 2 years." Swift-Jones is hoping to accommodate students and teachers again soon. "School trips will be booked as soon as conditions permit, and we look forward to being able to host students again as soon as it is safe to do so," she said. The Simcoe County Museum website has all activities listed with prices and times. In-person activities currently available include the skate trail and the inside of the museum for touring. A traveling exhibit called Worlds of the Night, which uses both dimmed and glowing light atmospheres to provide a mysterious and exciting experience while learning about astonishing night facts, runs until April 19.